All right, next up we've got Menage a Tune with Boom Boom Boom.
Don't put that grenade into your pocket. After pulling the pin as a threat, when mugging the kindly local dealer, his stash isn't all that you will get. Boom, boom, boom. I know it made sense at the time, but boom, boom, boom. Stupidity should be a crime. One day, while out scavenging for metal, three friends found an unexploded bomb. They rolled it down the hill, it made a crater. Their remains, they could fit within your palm. Boom, boom, boom. I know it made sense at the time, but boom, boom, boom. Stupidity should be a crime.
So I think Will and I were talking about, like, what is this song about? There's this weird Zionist plot about daylight savings time in there, and it was a little bit confusing. And I read the song bio, and I was like, oh, these are all little vignettes from different actual Darwin Awards, including the one where these terrorists, you know, they had a bomb, and they were some differences of whether they were paying attention to daylight savings time or not, and it actually caused them to blow up before they got to their target, because daylight savings was like a Zionist plot or something. So that was kind of interesting. I really didn't care for her fake Middle Eastern accent when she was pretending to be a terrorist. I thought that was kind of like, just a little tacky. But, you know, what are you going to do? You're making fun of dumb people, so.
Yeah. Tacky's the best way you could put that.
She as well is canceled.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, this is like a little fun, little twisted nursery rhyme type of song. Just the ever-present harp sound kind of got on my nerves after a while. I'm not sure what the replay value on this is for me, but it was fun. I also enjoyed, like, digging up the actual Darwin Awards for each of the sections and kind of reading about them. And sure enough, people have done some really stupid stuff with explosives.
Yeah. I thought this had this sort of dated Monty Python, you know, novelty song sort of vibe. And that's certainly got an audience. And like you mentioned, instead of one scenario, this is four Darwin Award type scenarios with the same theme of bombs and grenades. And someone in the chat compared this to Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. And I think that's pretty apt when it comes right down to it. It's got the same kind of, you know, morbid type humor, but the sort of lighthearted delivery. And instead of G&G, it's G&H.
Gallon harp.
Gallon harp. Yeah. Yeah. So interesting. Maybe not going on my playlist.
Even just a little like a hi-hat or a tambourine or something to like give the verses more of a sense of progression. I don't know. It just it kind of goes on and then the bridge is different. Then it goes back to the first thing again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can slap a thigh and record that. You know, there's lots of percussion you can do. And a lot of people did do sort of very simple percussion, clapping hands, slapping thighs, smacking a wood block.
Yeah.
I wonder if she recorded it all in one take.
I don't know. I mean, do you think that they recorded the vocals and the harp simultaneously?
I think like, so. That would be my guess.
Okay. I'm trying to think back to any like larger scale production stuff that she's done. And I guess that was all with Ted though.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a digression.
We'll just cut that shit right out, Ryan.
This is gold. It's all staying in.
That's right.
You got to pad this. I was looking through podcasts and, I'm a new fan of this guy named, Demi, let's see, what's his name? Added Jujibe or something? I can't pronounce
the Electro
it.
Lemon. Demi Agdujibe.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even watched any of that stuff. I've just been watching some of his stuff on YouTube. And his song for the credits for The Green Book is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. So, you know, whenever I find somebody that I think is brilliant, I'll go and look for podcasts of them. And I was looking through some of his podcasts and I downloaded a couple of things here and there. And then apparently he has this Gilmore Girls themed podcast. And I'm kind of looking at some of those, and some of those are 5.5 hours long for a single Gilmore Girls episode.
What the fuck?
I've never watched the Gilmore Girls, and I'm thinking about, well, I'm a big fan of this Demi guy, so maybe I should check out some of his stuff. And then I see that, and I'm like, fuck you. There's no way I'm going to sit and listen to people talking for 5.5 hours about one TV episode. How do you even do that? I don't know. I shouldn't be criticizing something I know literally nothing about, but I can't help it.
He has another podcast called Pump Up the Jams, I think, where they like take a quote-unquote bad song and make it good. I think the one I listened to was like L.A. Woman.
Uh-huh.
But he's very funny, and he's also very good at making songs.
Okay. So should I check out that Pump Up the thing?
That's the one. I like it a lot. Right. Gilmore. I've never listened to Gilmore Guys either.
I will check out that one then, because you know I always looking for good podcasts. Yeah. So thank you, Joanne at Menage a Tune, for turning us on to Demi.